It's the two megastars summer mashup, the awesome iPhone on the Rockstar Metro PCS Network. Get the iPhone you've always wanted for $0, so you can jam without limits.
It's a hit. Get an iPhone SE on us when you switch. Metro PCS. Coverage not available in some areas, plus sales tax and $10 activation fee. Requires porting of number not currently active on T-Mobile network or on Metro PCS in past 90 days to an unlimited LTE plan. See store for details and terms and conditions.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you've reached the High Fashion Hotline.
Hi, my kids are obsessed with those fidgety spinner things, but I'm obsessed with putting a new spin on my family's summer style.
Go to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, Old Navy's huge summer clearance is obsessively good, with up to 75% off all the best summer styles right now.
Up to 75% off?
Yes, up to 75% off on thousands of styles starting at $3.99, including terrific tees and tanks, flattering dresses, and the latest shorts at Old Navy and OldNavy.com.
We just found our new obsession, Old Navy. Here we come.
High Fashion, Old Navy. Valid 7/6 to 7/23.
Blog Talk Radio. I'm gonna drive like hell through your neighborhood. Gonna park my Eldorado up on your hood and think, have myself a drink, 'cause I'm about to get my pistol. I'm gonna shine my headlights up into your window, throw empty beer cans and go for your shadow. I didn't come here to start a fight, but I'm a you've gone and broke the wrong heart, baby. Left me black bitch crazy. Left me black bitch crazy. Wish I knew how long it's been going on. She can't amount to much, but you just want it to touch. But you won't be getting anything tonight, 'cause I'm gonna shine my headlights up into your window, throw empty beer cans over your shadow. I didn't come here to start. But I'm up for anything tonight. You've gone and broke the wrong heart, baby. Throw me black bitch crazy.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hello, everybody. I'm a pump break, so Napa right now. And welcome to the show. But I just felt like starting the show off with that one. That was my big sister, Miss Millie Jackson, with her single, Black Bitch Crazy. I don't know whatever made her decide to record that one. I guess she was having a moment. But anyway, you listen to I Am Indy, and this is your boy, Lamont Patterson, a.k.a. K-Dizzle, the Elixir of Love. And welcome to the show, Hump Day. You know we made it this far. You know we can make it the rest. You know we just got to recognize Big Boy upstairs and give him his praises, gratitude, and respect. Other than that, he might, like, you know, act ugly. But, you know, we don't want that now, do we? Today we have a special, special guest on the show today, Mrs. Donica Knight, country rock star. You know, sensation is doing some big things out there. Let me see if she's in the building. Donica, are you with us?
Hey there. Yeah, I am. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, loud and clear. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I enjoyed listening to your sister.
Yes, Miss Millie Jackson from down the way, you know. Yeah, she's Great. I'm great. I'm glad that you could take time in your busy schedule to join us. I mean, you're doing a lot, young lady.
Well, I like what I'm doing, and I have been doing a whole lot, and I'm not complaining at all. I just want to keep being able to do a whole lot.
Oh, that's fantastic. Let me tell our listeners a little bit about you, and then we got a bunch of stuff we want to ask you and know about you, and then you can fill in the blanks. Okay.
That sounds like a plan to me.
All right. Donica's doing at least 350 dates a year, opening for both country and rock superstars, and she definitely has a diverse group of artists that she's been working with, such as Lynyrd Skynyrd, Styx, Hank Williams Jr., Kid Rock, Luke Bryan, Jake Owen, and the ever-rememberable, I know that sounds wrong, but Mr. Kenny Rogers. Everybody knows Kenny Rogers there. Scotty McCreery, Jamie Johnson, the Little River Band, Skid Row, Kelly Pickler, Blackberry Smoke, REO Speedwagon, and the list goes on and on. You must be like 90 years old.
No, not 90 years old.
No,
but
I'm being funny.
There before long.
Yeah, I'm being funny, Donica. I mean, you've been putting in work, basically. That's what I've been saying.
Yeah, I know that in the industry people say the word paying your dues, and by golly, I believe I have paid my dues, but I don't mind paying some more dues.
And that's great. So you out rolling right now with your new EP, Came By a Southern Girl, huh?
I am. I'm excited about this record. It's the first record that I wrote myself, and can say that I had a part in every single song. And that makes it real special to me, and being able to promote that, and just living the dream.
Well, let me ask you this question. Maybe I'm not supposed to ask this one, but how did you come up with that title of that song?
Oh, Can't Buy a Southern Girl or Love Ain't a Prize?
No, I mean, I guess it's the title, Can't Buy a Southern Girl. I guess that takes up a whole lot right there. But what makes you came up with that title?
Well, I have a big old grin on my face. Can't Buy a Southern Girl. That one is, it's a hook in my song Love Ain't a Prize, which is the single that I've been pushing right now. And I'm really excited about that single. It's number 56 right now on Music Row. And there's been a lot of wear and tear on my vehicle that's got it to 56. And luckily and hopefully, with my fingers crossed, we'll keep moving up in the chart. But Can't Buy a Southern Girl. Number one, do you know any Southern women?
Yeah, I do.
Have you ever met a Southern girl that gladly she'll accept, like, a nice dinner, but at the end of the day, one of her favorite things to do is go riding around on four-wheelers and just talking and having a good old time and sharing hearts. And I was dating a fella, and I was real lucky. He was whining and dining me, but at the end of the day, after you whine and dine, I want somebody that loves me for me, and I want to love somebody for them. And you can have all the fancy things in the world, but you just can't buy love. It's something that you got to give to somebody else, and that's what I want to do for somebody. And I look forward to the day that that happens.
So sound like you're a homegirl type. Do you go fishing and do all that little stuff like that?
Oh, yes, I do. I love fishing. Fourth of July weekend, I got real lucky. I had Saturday off, so I got to hang out with my friends, and we had a cookout on the Big Green Egg, and we cooked pizzas on the Big Green Egg, and we shot guns, and we rode around in the back of a truck. So, yeah, I do a little bit of Southern things, and I love sports. I love going to the batting cages and swinging a bat, or going to a golf range and swinging a golf club. I love getting my hands dirty. But also, I love just sitting around and watching Netflix. and relaxing.
Well, you sound like you're all right with me because you do all the things that I like to do, you know, because out, you know, in California, Hollywood types, you know, they can't get their nails done and they're too pretty and prissy and you can't have no fun with them, you know what I mean? They can't do nothing.
Oh, you can have fun joking on them sometimes. Put them in a out in the woods and give them a gun and try to get, let them shoot it or something. It's quite entertaining. I have a good friend of mine that is, she is a friend, and I had to be her friend because she was the most pretty thing I had ever seen in my life. She had the hair poofed up, and she had the nails, and she was just the prettiest thing. She looked like Barbie. And I said, hey, I want to be your friend because you're pretty. And it was so much fun, like taking her out to the lake and watching her reaction, getting on a boat and just having the wind blow in her hair. And it's quite entertaining messing with her sometimes, but I'm very grateful to have a friendship and with her.
Now I understand why they came up with that website farmersonly.com. Have you ever seen that? That commercial?
I've heard about it. I hadn't been to it, but I have seen that.
Okay, well, you don't need to go to it then.
Yeah, I haven't done the online dating. I've always been a little curious about it, but I have yet to do that. Maybe one day, because I want to see who they would match me up with, but if I had to pick one, I would go with probably Match.com just because it expands past just farmers and it expands to a whole bunch of different people. So I'm curious as to who they would want to connect me with.
I already know, boy, you got them country guys lined up to catch up with you. They probably got their whole herd and everything else lined up to try to catch up with you. They just can't catch you.
I like you said herd. That's funny.
Yeah, you know, they can't get you. They can't get you. But I'm loving your title, Donica, acting like a lady.
Have you seen the video to it?
Is that the twist from, well, look, all your titles, Acting Like a Lady and Love is, Ain't a Prize?
Mm-hmm. Well, Acting Like a Lady is that. When you hear it, I think you'll like it. It's a lot of fun. It's got some saxophone in it. But I wanted a song that was kind of a little bit rebellious. And it's kind of one of those tongue-in-cheeks. It says, if I'm acting like a lady, don't expect me to apologize. And it's about a girl going out. And girls just going out and having fun and just being themselves and having a good time, letting it out and shaking their problems loose. And so if they're not acting like a lady, don't hate. They're just having fun.
Just having fun, doing what girls do. A girl just want to have fun.
Yeah.
I know. Your song, one of your songs here queued up, Love Ain't a Prize. Tell us about that one.
Well, I love me some good old Aretha Franklin and some Ed James. And I wanted to write a song that had a lot of meat on its bones and something that maybe Ed James or Aretha Franklin might want to sing if they're in the country business or country music. And so I kind of had that mentality in mind when I was writing Love Ain't a Prize. And it is where the title of the album, Can't Buy a Southern Girl, came from. So I look forward to you playing it, and you tell me what you think.
All right. Well, we're going to put our listeners, tell them to put their ears on this one. This is Miss Donica Knight, y'all, and this is Love Ain't a Prize. But you know I'm going to try to figure out some kind of prize, but we know it. Here you go.
My love ain't a prize. My love ain't a prize. Can't buy this woman. My love ain't a prize. And I reckon I know. Because mama. My love ain't a prize. No, you still can't buy it. Ooh.
Yay.
done that with such authority and power, Dominica.
Thank you.
You saying that like you meant that.
Oh, I had something on my mind when I was singing my vocals that day.
I could tell. I could tell. So that was your first single and video. How did you decide to pick that?
Well, this is my second album that I've released. The first album that I put out was called A Southern Heart, and it was full on country, a classic country. And so all of my listeners and my fans and my friends, they know that I love country music, and my first album was a full-on country album. So it made sense to put Love Enterprise as the first single because it's the most country-sounding song on the record. We had a banjo on it, but it also had a little bit of some soul and some rock to inform my listeners and my friends that I've grown a little bit. And I'm going to be throwing a little bit extra towards you pretty soon on my new record because I love rock. I love blues. I love soul. So hopefully I've been very blessed that they have taken to this record, Can't Buy a Southern Girl. And so that's the reason I chose Love Enterprise to be the first single.
Oh, okay. Where did your love of music come from, Donica?
It's always just been there. God gave it to me, and I just love music. I love singing. That's just always been a passion of mine.
Mm. Okay, because a lot of people that I interview, they say, oh, well, I came up in church, or my family member or somebody, you know, they stuck a guitar in my hand, you know, or they got it from school. But that's good. You just knew from the beginning this is what you wanted to do.
Yeah, I always loved singing. It wasn't that anybody stuck anything in my hand. I just opened up my mouth and out came some notes and some singing. And I was always this little bitty skinny girl that had a big voice. And I had my first solo in first grade. And I just always kept getting solos. And I did grow up in church singing in the choirs. And it was always my favorite thing to do. I loved sports. And I love singing. I would play sports all afternoon, and I'd come home and I'd do my sports practices, and then I'd just start singing. I had a karaoke machine, and I just loved it. And I went to college, and I started studying special education and exercise science. And it's just one day after another day, the more I realized that God gave me a gift of singing, and that I have to use that to go make people happy, because it makes me happy.
Yeah, you definitely have a powerful voice. I don't know why I see you. I don't know. I had this image just pop through my mind as this young lady in school, small frame, big, powerful voice, but I can see you slapping up the boys and stuff.
Oh, yeah. That's so funny. Yep, that was totally me. I was a little freckle-faced kid, a lot of freckles on my arms, and I was real skinny, and two little braids, and I beat all the guys in arm wrestling. I played baseball. And actually, the other weekend, I went to my coach. When I played baseball, I made All-Stars, and I just became really good friends with the coach's son, and he just got married. And he's been my friend since second grade, and I played baseball with him all growing up. And it was so much fun doing the All-Stars, and every time I went up to the plate, the guys hated that there was a girl on the opposing team, so I had the highest on-base percentage because they just didn't like the idea that there was a girl that they were playing with, so they would hit me. Every time I went up to bat, I got hit, so I would go to first, and I'm telling you, I always got on base because they just didn't like the fact that there's a girl on the team, so they would hit me with the baseball, and I liked it because my on-base percentage was extremely high, and I hit my growth spurt before all of them boys, so I played first base because I was taller than them, and I just love playing sports.
Why is that so typical? The boys hit you. They probably mad because you wasn't on their team. You know,
seem like they could have been picking on me. They might have liked me and just hit me on purpose.
Yeah, that's what it is. You know, it kind of reminds me of grade school. You know, when you like somebody and you really didn't know how to approach them or talk to them, so you just kind of picked at them or hit on them and did stuff.
Yep.
So let's talk a little bit about acting like a lady.
Okay. Well, first, did you see my music video for Acting Like a Lady on YouTube?
Don't kill me, but I did not. But
it's okay.
I will.
That's why I was asking, because I'm going to tell you that there is a video on YouTube. And if you get the chance, if you like the song and want to see a video, it's the first one that I've produced. I co-produced it with Mo Fitzgibbon in Los Angeles, and it was just so much fun. It encompasses what the song is. It's about girls getting ready and going out and having a good old time and letting it loose and letting it out. And, yeah.
Well, wow. And that being said, we're going to play Acting Like a Lady.
Let's play it.
All right, here you go, Miss Donica Knight, Acting Like a Lady.
Did you like the saxophone?
Oh, yeah. Well, I was a saxophone player for 18 years, so I know a little something about that. That was my first instrument. Of course, I love the sax. And I'm apologizing to you now. I'm going to have to go check out that video. This whole past week, they've had me on this show called The Roadies. I don't know if you saw that, but it's a new Showtime series.
Oh, that's excellent.
But I've been working on that this whole past week and had my time and a little crazy, so I apologize. But I'm definitely going to go see Acting Like a Lady, ASAP, because I could just imagine what you were doing with that. So tell us about your video process. What did you do exciting?
Oh, man, it was so exciting. It took 2 months to plot it out and come up with an actual plan of what we wanted, what we saw, who we wanted in it, and clothing. And we shot it all in one day in Los Angeles at Mo's house and also at Mo's friend's house, Aaron. And we rented a throne from Warner Brothers, one of those big old gold thrones, so that I could be like a queen. And we had the ladies as, like, ladies-in-waiting. And they were all dressed up real pretty, and we got to eat cake, and we had this lady named Bree Darling. She makes all these cakes out in Hollywood that are shaped in so many different ways, and she was so sweet and made the prettiest heart-shaped cake for me. So whenever it got to the lyric line of, you want a slice of this cake, it comes with attitude. So I have Jenna, who was the lead lady, as a lady-in-waiting. She does this little, like, spin in her cute, sexy little black outfit, and she, like, shows me the cake while I'm sitting on the throne, and I definitely show a little bit of attitude in my face with these big, creepy fingernail claws that I found on Etsy, and we just had a good time.
That sounded like that was fantastic. Tell us a little bit about the Chris Kyle Frog Foundation.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. I heard Taya Kyle speak. She is the widow of Chris Kyle. And Chris Kyle is with American Sniper. He was an American Sniper who unfortunately had a terrible death. And the Chris Kyle Foundation, they support families and military families in marriages. And they try to keep the marriage together, and Taya stresses how important it is to keep your marriage together with the military, and how to cope with them being away, and how to keep your flame going, and so that's what the organization sends a lot of their funding to, is for military marriages, and also they do other things as well. But I heard Taya Kyle speak last year in Montgomery, Alabama, which is around my hometown. And I got to meet her brother and just became good friends with their family. And after hearing her speak, I just heard her heart and heard her story. And it inspired me to write a song called Blood on My Boots. And I was real blessed to be able to go out for two different Chris Kyle events. One was in December with a company called Tracking Point. And Tracking Point is a military gun company that does high technology with their sniper rifles. And it just keeps all of our snipers extra safe with their high technology. They can easily pin a target and duck so that they don't know where it's coming from, and it can save a sniper's life or their hand. And so Taya was competing against the world championship sniper guy, and she ended up beating them with high technology gun versus one that does not have that. And
right.
Anywho, I know I'm getting sidetracked. I just am so blessed that Miss Taya loved Blood on My Boots, and she invited me to come sing it for Chris's birthday bash in Dallas, Texas. And I just feel very blessed to have a friend like Taya, and to be surrounded with good people like her organization and everybody that's around that organization. Are you going to play Blood on My Boots? Do you have that song as well?
I don't think I have that, unfortunately.
No. Oh, no. Well, I'll have to come do another interview so you can play that.
Yeah, most definitely, because we definitely believe in supporting our military and definitely everybody else that supports our military. And I am familiar with Chris Kyle's story, American Sniper movie and that. And, he was definitely an American hero. And keeping his legacy going, that's definitely a wonderful thing. And I didn't really know he had a foundation until now. So that's great news, too. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, so you definitely have to come back and play that one for us in the near future.
Please do. I'll have to send it to you whenever we finish our interview so you can hear it. And so you got two homework things you got to do now. You got to go look at the Acting Lady video, and then you got to go listen to my song, Blood on My Boots.
And
it just talks about
up.
How everything that I've heard, and after listening to Taya, and also listening to other American heroes speak, I realized that everything that I knew about their story was all filtered through the news and media, and so I don't know the actual truth. And I just very grateful for them and people like them. And so I salute them because they are free tomorrows. And I'm just very grateful for our military. And I hope you had a great 4th of July as well.
Yeah, I tried not to do what most people do. You know, most people... I ain't gonna say most people. A lot of people really forget why we're celebrating. They just focus on the food and stuff. But I tried to have my head in the right place while I ate the food and stuff and enjoyed the day.
That's good to hear.
Yes. But listen, we got another song of yours queued up. How about Stomp, Donica? I kind of like the feel of that one too.
Heck yeah. Let's stomp it up.
All right, here's Stomp. It's Donica Knight. We're going to stomp it up with this one, y'all. And if you just joined us, call in number 347-308-8747. Press number 1 on your phone if you'd like to talk to Donica or if you'd like to say something to me. It's okay. We'd appreciate it. In the meantime, let the windows down, turn the air conditioner up, and put your ears on this one. This is Stomp. It's Donica Knight.
I'm walking all alone down my yellow brick road, and I stomp to the beat of my own drum. I got my pockets full of dreams, and they're busting at the seams, going boom, 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 to my own song. Green.
Okay, that was Stomp, Miss Donna Knight. You guys give me a second so I can get the hair out of my face and put my guitar down. Okay, I'm ready now. I didn't put the guitar down and I got the hair pulled back out of my face because I was stomping with Donna Knight over here.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's hot also. I really like that, Donica. I'm picturing you on the stage doing these songs, you know what I mean? I could just hear your intensity, you know, and feel your passion. So you definitely got a fan over here, for real.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm glad you were stomping and playing on the guitar. That makes me feel good.
Well, it's the feeling, you know what I'm saying? You know, it to me, being a musician first, if the music and the beat, the groove and all that gets you, then the next thing you do, you get the head bobbing first, and then the next thing you start paying attention to the lyrics.
Yep.
If the feeling gets you first, you hook, you got them, you know.
Well, I have to agree with you on that. I go for feeling, and when I'm first listening to other people's songs, and just listening to music, I like things that make me feel good. That's why I like James Brown.
Yeah. And that's funny. A lot of artists don't understand that. I mean, if you get them, you know, if you get their head rocking, then they might listen to what you're talking about. But if that don't happen, they don't really care what you're saying. They're just not listening.
I'm with you on that.
Yes. So tell us, Donica, what was some of the, what's the craziest thing that happened to you while you've been out on your radio tour?
Oh, geez. I will say just the whole fact of driving. We left last Saturday at 12:30 at night. And I left at 12:30 at night. And I drove and I met the guitar player and the percussionist in Birmingham. And we hit the road and did not arrive in New York until about midnight the next day. And not going to bed, just driving. It's very, a lot of wear and tear on your brain. And you get in very delirious moments. And just, there's no telling how many crazy things happen just because of lack of sleep. But we had a great time, and I just loved every moment of it. And if we had any downtime, we always tried to go find the bowling alley. And I love meeting people. And Jonathan would make fun of me because he'd say, oh, look, there's a little girl. Why don't you run outside and go get a picture and give it to her and autograph it? I'm like, great idea. And every time that we had a chance to meet people and share music, we took it. And we had a good time. And here's a story for our very first week of the radio tour. There, we went to a veteran's home because we went to the town a little bit early, and we had 2 hours to kill, and I saw there was a veteran's home. So we went over there to go sing at the veteran's home. And that's the first time that I've ever showed up at a place unannounced and just showing up to go sing. And I learned really quick that you need to call and make an appointment in advance before you just show up in some people's places, because there could be ceremonies and events going on.
Conflicting schedules.
Yeah.
What has been your favorite state so far?
Oh, geez. I really enjoyed Wisconsin. I thought it was amazing. They had wonderful people. I really enjoyed the people of Wisconsin and, of course, the cheese. But then again, I've never seen so many states before in my life. We drove through a whole bunch of different states. And we've been to Texas, Arkansas, Missouri, Kansas, Illinois, Kentucky, Alabama, Georgia, Florida, Mississippi, Virginia, New York, Pennsylvania, Maryland, West Virginia, and I know that I'm probably missing some states, Indiana. And I just have never seen so much countryside and scenery of the United States of America. And every state is different and beautiful in its own way. And I just ended up falling in love with the mountains that I saw in West Virginia and Virginia. They're absolutely stunning. And then over around New York City, going to Watertown, there's this beautiful river that just popped out and was just a very memorable view and landscape. But even Pennsylvania was gorgeous. It's hard to pinpoint what was my favorite. There's a spot in Kentucky that there's all these mountains, and you finally get to the top of the mountain. My car wouldn't even make it. It started going backwards. Like, oh no! But
it was that high,
this
that
mountain.
Speed?
Yeah, it was. It started backing down. We had to figure out another way to get up to the radio station. But it's like this high mountaintop. It's called Pikeville, Kentucky, and there's like a little valley inside, and it's like this little village on the top of a mountain with a little valley in it. And I've never seen anything like it. To me, it looks like pictures that you would see of Italy or, I have no clue, somewhere not in America. And I was like, taken back is about the beauty that we have in the United States, and I didn't even know that existed in Pikeville, Kentucky.
Seemed like you'd need a Jeep, something with a real strong first gear.
Yep. It was definitely eye-opening. I'm not used to climbing mountains. Well, I'm used to climbing different kind of mountains, not actual mountains.
Yeah, it's amazing, boy. It is a lot of beautiful country, places to see, and it's unfortunate a lot of times we take it for granted, or we don't have the opportunity to get out and, you know, just go on a road trip, you know, like you've done. And then once you do that, you appreciate the country, you appreciate, you know, the scenery, because there's a lot of beautiful countries, a lot of beautiful states, and things that you didn't think you'd appreciate, you find out that you do.
Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what it'll make you appreciate is your own state, because I know that I've always been a big supporter of where I've been from. I love my state. I'm proud to be from Alabama. It's just I'm Alabama through and through. But after you go to all these other different states and you learn about fun facts about them, like where the snow cone was invented or where iced tea was invented, or little things like that. It makes you really appreciate where you're from and understand how your state is different than all these other states, so that you can really dig deeper into your own roots of where you're from. So that's been really eye-opening to me since I started this journey in April.
That sounds like growth to me, my dear. But before I forget here, let's give a shout out to two people, Michael Stover, MTS Management Group. Definitely want to give him an honorable mention for helping facilitate this interview.
Mm-hmm.
And Olivia Shannon.
Go, Olivia.
Definitely
help. Thank
y'all. And guess what? We got Party in Our Dreams, too. I want to hear that one, Donica.
All right. Well, I want you to play it, and I want to hear it, too.
loving it. Again, if you guys just not tuned in, we talking with Donica Knight, and call the number 347-308-8747. Press number 1 on your phone if you'd like to speak. It's okay. We promise to be nice to you. But if you want to just kick back and listen, that's fine, too. Well, put your ears on this one. This is Partying in My Dreams.
I'm hills of the Hollywood view. Got a new Bentley in Harley too. I can do anything that I wanna do. What's up, hey? On the cover of Vogue, I'm a star in a film and everybody knows me here in La La Land. Oh snap! Hello.
Good night, y'all. Yay!
I like it. I like that scream.
Yeah,
that was cute.
Tell us about that one. What were you thinking about when you wrote that?
Well, I was dead asleep, and I had a big old party, and I had an alarm clock that woke me up the next day, and I was like, I don't want to wake up because I'm having a party. And so that was... that was the inspiration about that song. I wanted to talk about and sing about this big old party that I had when I was going night-night. I'm sure that you've had a party in your dreams before. And I know
yeah,
there's
I was just going to tell you, Donica, that wasn't me that was passed out on your front lawn. So I just want listeners to know that.
Oh, goodness. That's
you know,
good.
You always got somebody. You know, you always got somebody drunk, passed out somewhere after everybody else go home. There's always one left somewhere. So I just want you to know that wasn't me in your dreams.
That
like
wasn't.
That.
Okay. You're up on the stage playing saxophone for Acting Like a Lady in the party, in my dream. That's what was happening.
Exactly, with the dark glasses on, looking cool.
But that song was just a blast recording it. And, you know, there's so many party songs that are out there about let me throw my hands up and let's party, drink, drink, drink. And this one is just, it just made a lot of sense to me because every time I go play it live, it's a party song that makes sense to me because I have parties in my dream and in my sleep all the time. And that's why I really like singing this song and performing it live because normally you're in a party atmosphere and everybody's like, it's a party. And but it's a party in my dream. And it's a party
it
wherever
sense.
I go.
It definitely makes sense to me because, you know, a lot of times people, when they do go out to club, they so, you know, laid back or, you know, they come to party, but they really haven't got their whole party hat on, you know. So when they hear something like this, it definitely makes you get up and get in the mood. Now you remember what
mm-hmm.
I came here for. I remember what I came here for now.
The party.
Yeah, I came here to party. Well, Donica, tell our listeners, where can they catch you? Where can they get your music? Where can they do everything with you? Give them all your information.
Yeah, well, you can find a lot of my stuff on my website, DonicaKnight.com. And you spell my name DonicaKnight. I say it's like Danica, but it has an O for Donica. But on my website, you'll see all of my news and my bio and videos. And it also has links to my YouTube page. So if you want to see any of my videos, you can see it on YouTube. Or you can see my social links for Facebook. And I'm very active on my Facebook. I love people sending me messages and commenting on pictures. And just I listen to my friends and my fans and And if you like a song, a lot of times I'll test the waters on my Facebook page to see if you like it. And if you like it, I might go to the studio and record it. And it's just, I like everybody to be a part of my music because it's all about people. But I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, iTunes, also Amazon. I have my merch shop up on the website, and that's where you can find me or catch a show. I'd love to see you at one of my shows, and I keep my tour dates up online on my website or post it on Facebook.
And you guys could also come by and see my autographed picture that she hasn't sent me yet.
What?
I told them they could also come by and see my autographed picture of you that you haven't sent me yet.
Yeah, I got that. I got that. well, it sounds like I will be signing you an autographed picture and sending it to you once I get your address.
Absolutely. That's what I'm talking about. I knew I had to slide it in there some kind of way, Donica. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. All you got to do is ask. You know, I'd love to send you an autographed picture. Heck, I'll send you a CD, too.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Well, Donica, it's actually been a blast. I've enjoyed having you on the show. It's been great.
I had a great time. Thank you for having me.
You know, we're definitely going to have you back in the near future. You're going to have to get me that song over, and we definitely got to come and talk about that and keep up with you.
Okay. Well, please send me either whenever we're done with the interview. I'd love to get your address and your email address as well. That way I can send you blood on my boots and an autographed picture as well.
Definitely. We're going to get that out to you right away. And,
okay.
Definitely appreciate you much. We enjoyed your work. We enjoyed your music. I definitely enjoyed your spirit. That most of anything, because that, you know, you could tell a person just by talking to them and find out what their interests are. And I definitely feel connected because you like to fish. That's my number one thing. I know you're not too prissy and too pretty, and men can't enjoy and have fun with you, you know, like some of these other women out there that I know.
So you like fishing a lot, huh?
Well, I just like real people. I know a lot of people don't really break that down and really understand what that really means. I just like, I guess, real people. And I guess that's because I'm from Texas, too, so I don't know.
Oh, okay.
You know, when you be around all the Hollywood types, the music industry types, and then when you get to talk to real people that are just true artists and just good people, got a good heart, good spirit, you know, it just makes it all good. You know, it makes it good.
Well, if my heart ever gets shaken off the beaten path, I know I got a mom and a dad that will whip it back in shape. Granted, they've never had to, because I just have always wanted to be a good person.
Well, that's great, because I bet they know what peach switches are, those little switches that come off peach trees. They know what they are.
Oh, yeah. Now, my brother, he had his fanny whipped a time or two before, but I was the good child, probably just because I saw him get in trouble, and I knew I didn't want any part of that. So they definitely pulled out some switches, and I know Mom washed his mouth out with soap one time when he said a potty word.
Well, all righty then, Miss Donica. We're going to be talking to you soon. I'm going to get you that address right over to you.
Okay, thank you so much, and thank you for having me today.
Thank you too, babe. Peace.
Bye. Bye.
Hey.
My love ain't a prize, my love ain't a prize, can't buy this woman. My love ain't a prize, and I reckon I know, cause mama taught me so, you cannot buy it. My love ain't a prize, I'll be an open book.
Planning his baptism and his holiday outfit and, ooh, his birthday party.
Sure, but, how long are you planning to stay?
If you're one of those who goes to meet your newborn nephew and stays until his first birthday party, switch to Cricket Wireless. Use your phone as many days as you want in Mexico without extra cost. Smile. You're on Cricket. Requires eligible plan. Minimum $55 per month. Data speed usage and other restrictions apply. Coverage not available everywhere. See store for details.
It's the two megastars summer mashup, the awesome IFO, on the Rockstar Metro PCS Network. Get the iPhone you've always wanted for $0, so you can jam without limits.
It's a hit. Get an iPhone SE on us when you switch. Metro PCS.
Coverage not available in some areas, plus sales tax and $10 activation fee. Requires porting of number not currently active on T-Mobile Network or on Metro PCS in past 90 days to an unlimited LTE plan. See store for details and terms and conditions.
Thank you.